Welcome, it's Domain Dave again, cheapwinefighter.com. Do what we always do, we're going to review a value-priced wine that is kind of a luxury wine on top of it. And what do we got today? We got a wine that's the Douw Paso Robles Sauvignon Blanc 2022. This year, 2022, that temperature got to be triple digits. So it was a hot vintage. If the 2023 is out, and that's a year where they had the downpours. Both heat and both rain are troublesome, but we'll go into that in a minute. A winery has been around since 2006, I believe. It is two French brothers, George and Daniel Douw. Daniel's the winemaker. They have a beautiful estate there. I've never been there myself, but people who have been there said it's breathtaking. If you're in Paso and you're looking to visit, you cannot pass Douw's winery up. And they make some great wines. And actually, they're one of some of the people that put Paso Robles on the map. And I read just a couple years ago that the Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles was rivaling Napa Valley. And the Douw brothers were the people who brought Cabernet Sauvignon to Paso Robles. Now, this is not an estate wine. They bought the grapes from vineyards, in Paso, in two different sub-AVAs. But they do have enough of a reputation that if they are looking for some grapes, and probably know everybody at this point, that Douw was using your grapes, one of their wines, that's kind of a pretty good thing. So getting and sourcing good grapes is something that is fairly simple for them. When you're nobody and you're trying to get good grapes, you're in the back of the list. When they come knocking, the people open the door. I'm gonna take a sip. That's good. They have two. They have an estate Sauvignon Blanc, which is in the Bordeaux Blanc style, which is Sauvignon Blanc with a little bit of Semillon. The best of those in Bordeaux can be aged for 25 years plus and are hundreds of dollars. That's a certain style. The Semillon kind of rounds everything off. This is going to be more since they're both French, probably in the Loire Valley style. It's not in the New Zealand style. Though there are some similarities there. And it's really not in either one. It's kind of its own thing. It's really well balanced. The acidity, you don't really know it's there, but you see what it does. The flavors unfold. It's got length. It's got those kind of things without biting or giving a little sizzle to it, which value price, and this is still value price. It's list for $17. It's on the net for about $15, and Trader Joe's, of all people, had it. So that's where I got it. And I'll take another sip. It's very interesting. Now, at this time, Sauvignon Blanc, you know what you're going to get. You're used to New Zealand. And New Zealand, there's some variations, but you're going to get a New Zealand. If you get it from Central America, it's going to be this. If you get it from California, it's going to be that. If you get it from France, it's going to be this and that. This one's different. It's got a nice different array. It's more lemon and melon and green apple. And peach or pear, pear. And it's got some interesting spices, and it's got some maybe blood orange and some tropical fruit. It's got the spice has kind of got this kind of ragged edge to it, but it's really nice compared to all the fruit and citrus in there. I like it. I think I found it for $16, list for $17. I didn't get a big bargain on it. But there's all sorts of Sauvignon Blancs out there that are selling for $12 and whatever. And to get a winemaker-made wine, this is Daniel Douw is the one that makes the wines for Douw. Like at a brand wine, you can get those for $12, $10 in that area. Who made it? I don't know. But the winemaker for the estate one of the owners made this wine. And like I said, this was the year where it was over 100 degree heat. The next year, 2023, is where they had double the water from rain, kind of ended their drought out there. And when you get a really good vintage, wines almost make themselves. Not quite, but you know, it's almost like the winemaker can only screw things up. But when it's tough year, then the talent and the expertise comes out. And this was a tough year, but obviously made a good wine out of it. I mean, this is a really tasty wine. And it tastes like a step or two above the normal $12 Sauvignon Blancs. I like those wines. Like a Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, they can't make enough of them. They're selling like hotcakes. They pump that stuff out, and they're always good. They know how to make it. This is a little bit more than that. This is an individualistic wine. Add another sip. This is kind of affordable luxury. It's not their estate, but it sure is good. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. Dao Paso Robo Sauvignon Blanc 2022. It's not their estate wine. They purchased the grapes, but they did a good job of purchasing the grapes. It's a winner if you ask me, and for a couple bucks more, you're getting you're getting more than just a little than the usual. So it's a good wine. And let's see, we're going to have more wines coming up. We've got a couple of wine shows coming into town, so we'll see what they're all about and maybe get some inspired by those wines. So this is Domaine Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Three times a week, we do reviews of value-priced wines, and three times a week, we do the podcast. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. Bye-bye.